The seventh largest country in the world just put a calculated attack on Bitcoin. But Bitcoin just crossed 100K. So why is this country attacking Bitcoin now? And who is this country? And is this the start of European countries attacking Bitcoin? Well, I'm not going to tell you who this country is right off the bat, but I will say I think the timing is a little fishy, and we're seeing European countries from all around the world attack Bitcoin, and I think it's a part of a bigger plan. And of course, we're talking about France putting a unrealized gains tax on its citizens for Bitcoin and, to a lesser extent, crypto holders. So France wants the hodlers to pay taxes on, quote, unproductive wealth. So this is very interesting here, and you have to look at the phrasing of this. Why are they calling it unproductive wealth? And like I pointed out earlier at the beginning, Bitcoin just crossed 100K. We're seeing the United States go super bullish on it, and a lot of freedom countries go really bullish on Bitcoin. But France, not so fast. This proposal has raised a ton of questions and has gotten a lot of notice. So they've even been talking about it in France's Senate, where they've talking about digital assets and seeing the boom. But in the past 3 months, the French have not been very friendly to the liberty movement. They've arrested Pavel for not controlling speech. Oh, we're going straight to the thing, to the tweet here. They've banned Polymarket for showing that the French party was going to win. And then they've also proposed capital gains tax on crypto and Bitcoin. So out of all of this, is France the only country that is doing this in the European Union? Well, spoiler alert, not even close. Unfortunately, the European Union has been very anti-Bitcoin here recently. We've seen Denmark propose a bill to tax unrealized crypto gains. And so many countries across the European Union are looking at taxing these unrealized gains. Denmark was talking as much as 42% for unrealized gains. 42%. That is insane. 42%. When you don't even sell it. So currently, in all these European nations, Bitcoin and other digital assets are strictly just taxed once you sell and you receive a profit. Makes sense, right? You give a little bit of the unrealized or of the realized gain, and you pay a little bit of tax on it, depending on how much it is. But now they want to force liquidity, force you to sell in order to tax you. Now, that doesn't sound like great freedom and open borders, you know, talking about liberty and other things like that, you know, so far. But is Italy and Denmark, or is, excuse me, are France and Denmark the only ones to really tax Bitcoin and crypto? No, I mean, I spoiled it there with a misspeak, but Italy has talked about wanting to raise capital gains taxes from 26 to 42% as well. So we're seeing all these European countries come at Bitcoin as Bitcoin is raising and rapidly increasing here in the back half of 2024. So why this timing? Why when we're seeing Bitcoin cross 100K? We've seen Bitcoin and other cryptos, you know, for a lesser extent, rip and roar towards the end of the year. We see it every 4 years, right? I mean, we see the green, 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 red. That's the famous meme that we've seen go around Bitcoin Twitter. So why now? Why are they, you know, really coming at Bitcoin now? I believe it's because they're really pushing a CBDC. They've been doing a lot of research here, and they just released their second report on a digital euro, which would be, which looks like it's going to be testing in 2025. So this digital euro is essentially the European Central Bank's digital currency. So they've been doing a lot of research over CBDCs over these past couple years, and they are set to launch here. Ooh, we got a little bit of an ad here. So they're set to launch here, and there's two primary areas that they've been really analyzing: the technicals and the legal considerations. So we're not going to get into a lot of the technicalities here, but we're going to get into a few of the freedom aspects of that, what they're pushing here, and to show you a little bit of what they're looking to implement. And part of it, they're really looking to keep the central bank together. They're looking to keep the central bank as heavy in power and look at investigating it. They've been investigating CBDC since October 21. During that time, Bitcoin was also ripping in price as well. But to summarize, the ECB said that any potential digital euro system, private sector players would be responsible for onboarding customers, setting up wallets, and managing day-to-day transactions. So essentially what this is saying, the ECB is going to require privatized banks to manage and help their customers get onboarded to this CBDC. So you're essentially not going to even have a choice. European countries are going to force a digital currency on you, and you're not going to have any sort of freedom to kind of go and take this forward. So, you know, what are some of the other, you know, potential risks of this? And what are some of the progress that the ECB has reported themselves? They've even reported on their own Twitter account that their CBDC has assessed user needs. It's made progress on the selection of the digital euros component providers and continued developing the digital euros rule book. Now, what are some of those rules that is looked at putting in place? Well, it's looking at a holding limit. What is a holding limit, and why is that bad? A holding limit is essentially how long you can hold your own money. So they're proposing here that they're looking at, all right, Brandon is here in a European nation that is forcing me to have a CBDC. I've had 1,000 euros in my bank account for 1 month. They're going to require you, when they need a little bit more liquidity, to spend that money, or if you're refusing to spend that money, they'll just take it away from you. These holding limits are becoming tyrannical. So they will not only be able to control your money, they're going to essentially be able to control how long you're able to hold it. There is not going to be any more savings when it comes to this CBDC. You're going to own nothing and be happy. And it is interesting that, you know, with the crazy housing crisis that we've seen across the globe, we haven't seen anybody forced to sell their homes or get anything like that. But you're forced to sell your Bitcoin, or at least they're trying to do it. They're trying to come at these crypto holders, these Bitcoin holders, the hodlers of us, of the world. And why is that? It's because they see it as the lowest hanging fruit. They've been able to market that Bitcoin is for criminals, that Bitcoin hurts the environment, all these other kinds of FUD. They realize that the people are not listening to all this ridiculous FUD that they're throwing out there. So what are they doing? They're going to develop a CBDC in the background and force you to use it. Then they're going to force you to spend this digital euro as quickly as possible. And so it's come up for a lot of debate here, where obviously the consumer bodies are less clean of the waterfall functionality. What is a waterfall functionality? Meaning that, you know, there's a holding limit of around 3,200 euros of a monthly salary, and that limit could be raised over time, but that's as much as they're going to allow you to hold. You're only going to be able to save 3,200 euro every single month, and then they're going to make you sell it. So by contrast, they proposed a 500 euro limit that would make you spend it very quickly. But it looks like they are not looking for you to save and gain your wealth over time. Simply not the case. We all know now that with inflation, you're never going to be able to save your wealth and make yourself save your way to become wealthy. Never going to happen. With the way that they're essentially just devaluing the currency every single day, you're screwed. You need another way to invest. You need to be able to buy something, whether it's stocks, real estate, or Bitcoin. Bitcoin has been the lowest hanging fruit for many of us. You can get in for 1,000 sats for, you know, a dollar at this point, right? Because it's, you know, just so that we've seen such great price appreciation. But let's dive in a little bit more onto these holding limits and the privacy debate that is coming along with all of this. So as we go through here, there are sticking points. They're halfway through the design process, and they're starting to prepare to launch this CBDC. And so research is continuing to make sure you have a user profile to identify the needs, likely users. This will include holding limits, which are considered technical research by central banks. So one solution under consideration is the holding limits is a reverse waterfall that would automatically transfer excess digital euros to fiat in a linked bank account. So this all means that if you are holding and trying to keep this CBDC that they're making you get, they're going to make you spend it. And so, you know, what are some of these other attacks that we've seen as a result of this, as of a result of building this ECB, central bank digital currency? Well, that's where we've seen it with France. France has proposed this tax on, and it's a part of their budget here for 2025, because they believe, you know, that this 30% flat tax on crypto gains over 350 euros is not enough. The proposed tax law is for unrealized capital gains. I can't stress that enough. So, you know, anything over 800,000 should be taxable. So is this something that could even be successful? Do you think that France could even pull this off? If history has told us one thing, it's hell no. I mean, you know, we've seen a lot of people flee from countries, and I'll get into an example for that later. But the impact of this could be drastic, because as I stated earlier, France is a pretty big country, right? Seventh biggest when it comes to GDP, right? Here's France right here. Seventh biggest when it comes to GDP, $2.78 trillion worth of GDP. And then look who's just not too far behind, Italy, just over $2 trillion. So these European countries are coming at Bitcoin hard, and we should definitely take notice as to what is going on here. Excuse me for just sliding all the way down the GDP charts, but it's absolutely insane that they're just coming at Bitcoin with all of these insane proposals that there's no way that any of these would work. I mean, as we've seen previously, you know, people will just simply move away. People will just simply move away into a different place where the incentives lie. So we got Austin in the chat. So what's up, Austin? Thanks for joining on in. And, you know, to highlight this, I mean, many people now, even the reporters in these countries, are worried about the wealthies moving away. We've got articles being written said, will the looming tax hikes force the wealthy citizens to move away? Because we're seeing digital nomads increase rapidly. We're seeing the ability to work everywhere change the game for all of these countries. So you're not forced to necessarily stay in your country and then you're stuck there, and then you can't, you know, continue to work. You could take your business wherever you want and keep it going. Now, we've seen an example of what can happen with this. With Norway, we've seen Norway have a bunch of ultra rich exit the country when they, since 2021, they kept increasing a bunch of taxes. So Norway then, forced this giant tax on all its wealthy, and the Norwegians saw a rise in influx into Switzerland. So you know, we've seen that this has been unsuccessful before. So I imagine it'll be unsuccessful again. We've also seen Italy, who proposed this tax to increase on Bitcoin and crypto to a lesser extent. We've seen them pull back already. So a lot of countries are already seeing the negatives of this. And so I think these timings of everything is kind of lining up and being pretty peculiar here. We're seeing Bitcoin cross 100K, and then we're seeing, you know, it floating around 100K at this point. And then we're seeing ECB countries or the EU countries, excuse me, start to attack Bitcoin. And I think it's all a part of this underlying plan in order to really push their CBDC that they're going to pull out. So how can you protect yourself and get away from this? Well, if you can't move out of a European country, you need to get Bitcoin in order to protect yourself and, you know, figure out a way that you can get it non-KYC. There's still various ways in order to do that. But the best thing that you can do is get your Bitcoin off of an exchange and use something like a metal plate in order to store your seed phrase. You don't want to have it on paper. You don't want to have it in a place where it could potentially be damaged. And so you could do that using promo code GreenCandle and get yourself a stamp seed punch plate. You can click this shop here. They got a bunch of great options. And they even got this 100K milestone titanium steel plate. So you can do that and use promo code GreenCandle to get 15% off. And, you know, we got Austin here. Shout out to Austin for the super chat of $20, man. 20 euros, dude. I really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for coming in. I just want to warn you guys about what is going on in all of across the globe. And, you know, as we've seen here, we're seeing a lot of European nations be very unfriendly to Bitcoin. So you can do that. Get your Bitcoin off an exchange by utilizing Stampseed. If you don't feel comfortable doing that, you can visit my friends at thebitcoinway.com/greencandle, and you can set yourself an appointment. They can help you get your computer all safe, make sure it is protected from any cyber attacks. And not only that, they have people working around the clock. So if you can't find a time that will work for you, there's definitely a way to do that. And yeah, as my buddy Cascader over here is saying, all will bend the knee. France is a silly place with a silly language. I couldn't agree more, man, because at this point, somebody must have rotten the croissants, because I don't understand how you could be proposing something like unrealized capital gains and trying to tax that and strictly just attacking Bitcoin hodlers. It'll make all of Bitcoin hodlers move to another place, and you'll maybe see a mass exodus here in 2025 of the French people, at least the French Bitcoiners, if we see this pass and going forward. But I appreciate you all for joining in. Smash the like button, smash the subscribe button, tell a friend to tell a friend, and we will be back and keeping you updated here on more stuff, more craziness going on in the Bitcoin space here as we come along.